your knights are in another castle. All your base are belong to us. It's dangerous to go alone. Listen to this. The Knights of the Game Table Podcast.
This is the Knights of the Game Table Podcast.
Yay!
Cheer with me. Cheer with
Yay!
Me.
Yay!
On this episode, we're going to be discussing the game releases for October. And joining me on this discussion will be our fearless leader, Mr. Daniel Slade.
Yay!
And, you know, Chad Brown.
Woohoo!
Boo! Oh, hey, Chad.
Oh, hey, fellas. How was cracking?
So, this is actually Chad's first time joining the podcast.
What's up with that, Chad? I mean, we've been doing this for, like, years now.
your people never got back with my people, and...
I kept you in mind when we started this, the night.
You really did. Like, actually, we talked about a lot of the decisions together. It just happens that, you know, you do them on nights where I'm usually not in town.
But tonight you are.
But tonight I am. I'm flying solo this weekend.
Well, tonight you are, and we're going to get as many opinions out of you as possible.
Okay, Cortana's the best. Halo 5, let's do this thing.
I'm actually going to talk about these titles in the order that they're coming out. So, to start with, Rock Band 4 being released on Xbox One and PS4 on October 6th.
Boo. I'm sorry.
What do you mean, boo?
Yeah, more money to spend on peripherals.
That's true. As cool as... Okay, sorry. I don't know if we're going to get into the games yet, but...
I thought Rock Band 4 was the one where it's going to be backwards compatible with the old stuff.
We never confirmed that. I don't know if it is or not. Yeah. My problem is, though, is I have a closet full of Wii shit. I got Wii guitars, Wii drums, and it's not coming out for the freaking Nintendo. So now if I want to get a freaking game, I'm going to have to buy new equipment.
Sorry, bro. House rules.
I get to keep the microphone, though.
Why would you buy it on the Nintendo?
Yeah.
Because
really,
it's all
man.
Wireless.
No. Stop. See, whenever somebody's like, yo, you should really check out this game. Like, oh, what console is it for? Nintendo. Oh.
Don't you even go there. I will cut you. I will come across this phone line and cut
you're
you.
You're going to have to cut me, Slade. I'm sorry, man.
It's amazing.
Nintendo is God.
At one point, they were step aside. Nintendo, Microsoft's here.
Moving on.
You wanted me on this podcast, right?
I should have been here for console wars. I am personally like super excited about the new Rock Band 4 because I don't know, man. It's Rock Band, and we haven't gotten a new one in what seems like quite a while.
Yeah.
So maybe this will be the spark to like get us back into all those plastic instruments and
make us feel like we're rock gods.
Yeah.
So the part that I feel that really kind of the only thing I can think of that hurts Rock Band is the fact that Rocksmith is out there, which actually teaches you to play an instrument. Now, I personally would like to see more instrumental games like kind of like that, where like it teaches you how to play instead of just, hey, beat this thing with this thing, you know.
Rocksmith actually, like, so I did buy Rocksmith, and I've played it some, and I actually already know how to play guitar, but it teaches you how to play different songs and stuff, so that's what I wanted out of it, but the music selection isn't entirely fantastic.
And but it has a library that you could purchase music on, right?
It does have a ton of songs that you can purchase, but they're really expensive.
Well, that's how they make their
money.
Yeah,
I mean $2 a song. Expensive.
That's kind of. I thought that's how much they were on the Rock Band and Guitar Hero too, weren't they? $1.99 a song.
I don't know, man. That just seems a little steep for me.
I mean, they had packs that you could purchase. Like they had like the Green Day pack or whatever, and it came with like three or four songs for like $5. But I think the songs were $1.99 each.
Well, unless they've got Kansas and Carry On My Wayward Son while Dean and Sam Winchester are riding off into the sunset, I'm not paying
$2. Carry On My Wayward Son.
Wow.
Oh, that song's just...
But I mean, I don't know. There's definitely a difference between the two. There's no real tie into learning how to play guitar when playing Rock Band. If anybody has ever thought that, I am sorry, but you're just wrong.
Yeah. So my earliest experience with the games like Rock Band and Guitar Hero, all that fun stuff, I could never get the guitar down for me. That was always the most difficult thing. So I actually played with a PS2 controller, and I am boss on expert with a controller.
So I didn't even know you could play that game with a controller.
You can. You can. And it's extremely difficult.
Orange is X, man. It's so much. Look at this. Look at this.
Oh, it's my all gosh. Right here.
Not there.
Wow. I remember back when like Guitar Hero first came out, Guitar Hero 1 and 2, like me and my roommates, back when I lived in the apartment, we would stay up until, I don't know, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning when the sun was coming back up, and we were playing that game over and over and learning these songs and standing there with our wired guitars next to our PS2s trying to master these songs on expert mode. And then when Rock Band or Guitar Hero 3 and the Rock Band series started coming out, I kind of fell out of it. And, you know, as Marcus saw the last time we all played at one of his game parties, I pretty much suck at the game now. I'm like, so.
But like that instance got me to want to start playing again. So I don't know.
That day there,
yeah,
when we were all over at your house, got you wanting to play the games again.
Yeah, like I played DJ Hero for like 2 weeks straight after that.
Yeah, he really
did. The closest thing I have to Rock Band.
So. It was pretty crazy.
So he comes over to my house one night. And he's like, "You got DJ Hero? Let me try it." And he just doesn't stop playing it.
You're the one that did that.
And then he goes home and buys it.
Well, I mean, yeah. And then I beat the first game. Then I had to buy the second game. And,
I mean,
I actually never did beat the second game. I'm like,
so there you
most
go.
Of the way through it, but I'd never
beat you
it.
Must finish that game before you get Rock Band 4.
Yeah, maybe. Well, anyway. So, Daniel, so I know you're excited about this one. Yeah. Also coming out on October 6th. On Xbox One, 360, PS4, PS3, and the PC, everything. Transformers Devastation. No, everything that's relevant.
Now, okay, hang on. The Wii U is more powerful than the 360 and the PS3, so I don't know why this game couldn't come out. But besides that...
Okay, go ahead on the first-gen consoles. Go ahead and make your argument that the better...
No, I'm just saying...
We're over here with our next chips.
...in the PS3, I don't understand why it couldn't come out for the Wii U. But besides all that, this game looks absolutely amazing. They use the shell-shaded freaking effect on this game. It makes it look like the 1980s cartoon. And, like, the voice actors. They brought all the voice actors back that are still alive. God rest your soul, Starscream. That came back for this game. And, you know, like Peter, what's his name? I can't even think of his name. Peter Culling, the guy who voices Optimus Prime, said, like, this took him back to, like, the 80s, and, like, he voiced Optimus Prime and did the storyline and stuff, and this is a Generation 1 purist's dream come true. This is, like, the Transformer game, not Fall of Cybertron, not frickin' whatever the other one was, War for Cybertron. This is a pure Generation 1 game, and I'm super stoked. I cannot wait for this game to come out. I'm done.
I'm not lying. I haven't really seen much on this game, but I'm looking at, like, images from the game. And those are fantastic.
Yeah, the graphics are amazing. And it's like, it's cheap graphics because, you know, it's shell-shaded, but it looks just like the freaking cartoon. Like, you're watching the 1980s cartoon.
Yeah, I mean, that's the Transformers I grew up watching. So that's cool.
It was really cool to see him talking. You showed me, like, some kind of behind-the-scenes video.
Yeah, with Peter Culling talking about the game and all that stuff.
Yeah, that was
pretty
awesome.
And he starts voicing. He goes into Optimus Prime. Autobots, you know, I can't do it. Yeah, but yeah, he's amazing.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, so I'm excited. That game's gonna be cool. I know you guys probably won't buy it, but you can guarantee I'll have it.
Come over your house and play it, and decide if we like it.
Now, I know you're gonna skip this game, but I kind of want to talk about it real fast, just briefly.
Oh my gosh!
October 9th, Chibi Robo Ziplash is coming out.
What?
For the Nintendo 3DS. And for those people who love Nintendo and collect those adorable, awesome amiibos,
you mean you?
This game, This game is going to be coming with a Chibi Robo Amiibo. So if you don't pre-order the game to get that damn Amiibo, you're just screwed because those things are so freaking hard to find. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Pre-order the game. Get it. It comes with an awesome Amiibo. I'm done. Moving on. Go ahead, Marcus.
The Amiibos are cool. So,
my great Amiibo hunt of last week.
The game I am, one of the things I'm probably most excited about this month will be Uncharted the Collector, or the Collection, which Uncharted is only out on the PS4. Uncharted is a PlayStation title, and that comes out October 9th. And I now, just is that
gonna
realized
be 1, 2, and 3, or is that going to contain 4 as well?
It's going to be 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
Yeah. I just realized I'm the only one with a PlayStation who ever played Uncharted, so...
But, in my defense, you saw that I just completed the trilogy.
Oh yeah, that's right. You bought the third one.
I will be able to play the games now, finally, back to back to back.
Uncharted is an extremely story-driven game, and it is incredibly well written. If you ever gotten the chance to play The Last of Us, it's also made by the same company, Naughty Dog.
Another game that I own that I haven't played.
they have been producing some amazing games over the last just few years, ever since Uncharted started. Because I know that they've also done, I think, like Crash Bandicoot or something like that. I don't know for sure. Naughty Dog?
Yeah, Crash Bandicoot.
Okay. Yeah, so, which, of course, wasn't really a story-driven game or anything like that, but...
It was fun. You know,
yeah, there's some nostalgia there, at least. Anyway, that's just something I'm super excited about. It's definitely going to get me pumped for Uncharted 4. If you haven't seen any gameplay for Uncharted 4, it looks amazing. Actually, other than the first time the very first video they released of the gameplay for Uncharted 4, it was like a 20-minute video, I think, of this guy playing through this level. And everything was going great. It was really awesome. They were showing all aspects of the game. So the guy was like, you know, he was jumping and doing all the stuff. He even died a couple of times. And one time he fell through the map. So he just...
You talk about the E3 footage?
Yeah, I think that's what that came from. And he just like kept endlessly falling. And I was like, I bet that's not what they wanted to show.
Oh, that's pretty sad because also at E3, when they first introduced the trailer, or I guess the beginning part of the game, mm-hmm. It actually shows the opening cinematic, and then they showed all this stuff, and the guy's walking through, and then Drake starts talking to this older gentleman, and all of a sudden the game freezes.
Oh, really?
Oh,
and they had to
just do the whole thing over again.
That's unfortunate. It's like,
wow.
So apparently the game was probably not ready to be shown yet, but they tried to show it anyway.
Yeah, it might be a little ahead of its time. So, but I think it's too late for a pushback. I think they've already produced the products, and they're probably shipped to the stores if they're not already at the stores by now.
It's going to be one of those things where it's going to be like super buggy. Yeah. And you have to wait till like day one patch to fix it.
You know, like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5 that came out at the end of last month. And there's a day one update, as there usually is for most games. The day one update was bigger than the actual game itself.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait, are we talking about that or Elder Scrolls? As fun as that game is to play, it is frustrating.
Yep.
Yeah.
October 13th, Back to the Future, the 30th anniversary game comes out. Have you guys played the Back to the Future story-driven game that came out? I forgot who it was made by, but it was like, it takes place right after Back to the Future 3. It's supposed to be like the unofficial Back to the Future 4 storyline.
I never played it.
I never did either.
Okay, well, end of discussion. Now, anyway. So, yeah, I mean, I played the first episode. It's a 5-episode mini-story, kind of like The Wolf Among Us and some of those other games that came out. This is going to be a 30th edition pack that contains all those, and they're going to throw in some extras and stuff. I just thought it was cool. I probably won't pick it up because I don't like those story-driven games that much, but it was kind of cool to watch it. It was voiced by Christopher Lloyd, So Christopher Lloyd does come back and reprise his character.
That's pretty cool.
And they have this like Marty McFly impersonator that does a pretty good Marty McFly. But yeah, won't pick it up, but I just thought it'd be cool to mention because, you know, this is the 30th anniversary of the movie.
So that's kind of like one of those games where it's mostly like the story. Like it's kind of like the game plays out like a movie that you interact Correct. With.
Yep.
Yeah.
Point and click adventure.
The same day, October 13th, the Minecraft story mode comes out on the Xbox One, 360, PS4, PS3, and PC. Have either of you played Minecraft before?
Yeah, man, no. I played with you.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
We built the Minecraft server.
We made that server at work.
Dude!
So, remember, you keep telling me I need to play it because I don't understand the concept of the game.
It's pretty great. I like to play just to destroy the things that Nate and Marcus work so hard for. Like, I put a fire in their house. I took the door away.
So I'm kind of confused about this title here. Story Mode Episode 1, The Order of the Stone. Yeah. Are they actually making a Minecraft story-driven game?
Right, so that's the actual interesting part of this. So Minecraft, it does not have a story. It has never had a story, and Minecraft has been out for several years.
You just go out there and do your thing.
And Minecraft is now owned by Microsoft. Which kind of brings up an interesting fact that it's not only being released on Xbox One, 360, and PC, it's also coming out on PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4.
Hey man, go to your market.
So yeah, I'm still pretty surprised by that. But so under Microsoft's care, they have created a story mode for Minecraft. I don't know how I feel about it yet, because, I mean, I haven't even seen a trailer or anything like that, but it seems like it could be interesting as long as they, you know, just take it in the right direction. So,
yeah, I'm just, as much as I would say I'm excited for it, I kind of like the fact that you get to go out there and do your own thing. You don't have to really follow a set guideline.
Yeah.
But I also understand the need for a storyline, because then you find yourself with examples like Destiny, where you just kind of drop somewhere with no backstory and you just kind of shoot some things. So I don't know, I see both sides of it, but I'm excited to see where Microsoft takes it.
I mean, I actually don't play very many games for the story, besides basically Naughty Dog games.
And see, I'm the exact opposite. I like playing games for the story. I don't like multiplayer type stuff. I want to play the story. I want to see the game all the way through. Like, I was just telling, I forgot who I was telling today, but I was like, you know, I've never finished Batman. I got to go back and finish that damn game. So I think I'm going to finish that game because I want to see what the heck happens.
I feel like I'm a good blend of you guys, because I love the story. Like, when I buy a Call of Duty game, sure, like, there's a multiplayer that you can keep playing forever, but I mean, this last one with Kevin Spacey in it, like, that was legit.
That was pretty cool. He did pretty well in that game.
Yeah, he did. House of Cards.
House of Cards. House of Cards is a freaking amazing show.
Yeah, it is.
Couldn't get into it.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's the second time. It's House of Cards and what's the one everybody's apeshit over?
You and I just can't be friends.
With the dragon.
Oh, freaking Game of Thrones, man.
Game of Thrones, I can't get into that either.
Oh my God. I haven't even started.
Spoiler alert, Ned gets his head chopped off in episode 13. Or episode 10, I'm sorry.
You just made someone upset.
That's first season. If they haven't watched it now, then...
Oh, I think I know somebody who hasn't seen it.
Yeah.
So... Anyway, coming out October 20th on the Xbox One, 360, PS4, PS3, and Daniel, Wii U,
finally,
is Guitar Hero Live.
Well, no, I may have to get that one only because it's coming out on the Wii U.
You got all the equipment, man.
Sadly, it's not backwards compatible. I think that is the one that's not backwards compatible, because it's coming out with a new guitar that's only, what, three buttons?
Six buttons. It's three up, three on the top and three on the bottom. They're like, it looks like three buttons, but there's two on each button. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
So there's three buttons stacked, but each button has two buttons on it. So that's, I don't know, it's kind of weird, but like right now I can't see how it would make sense, but I'm sure if I played it, it'll be like, oh, this is like the greatest thing ever, hopefully.
Yeah, it's where you can just slide your hand instead of...
Yeah.
So I get it.
So, I mean, it does increase it to six buttons. So, because, you know, they always had five before, and they were just stacked vertically on the fretboard. But,
yeah,
I don't know. It'll be interesting, I guess.
Yeah. I will say that I feel like you're about to skip over one.
I'm not yet.
He already skipped over one.
Well,
the most important game
for you.
I was going to...
Yoshi's Woolly World, okay. October 16th. Now, again, just like my disclaimer with Chibi-Robo, make sure you pre-order this game with a Yoshi Yarn Amiibo. It's going to come with an Amiibo that's made completely out of yarn. So, if you all haven't figured it out yet, I collect Amiibos.
What?
Those little bastards are hard to find. They're so hard to find. I feel really bad that I spoiled the ending for Game of Thrones.
You should.
It gets better. Yoshi's Woolly World. Moving on.
So, I guess the next one I'm going to announce comes out on October 27th. Do y'all have anything between then?
Yes, October 20th, Just Dance 2016. Oh, now, I know what you're going to say. The dancing movies are not fun, or dancing games are not fun. Nobody likes them. But there is something to it. And there's nothing funnier than watching your friends try to dance with a video game. That's video footage that's blackmailed for years.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at the Soldier Boy. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I don't think I could do it.
Okay, that's fair. We'll just cut that out. I'm cool. I accept that.
Daniel, do you have anything between now and October 27th?
October 23rd, Legend of Zelda, Triforce Heroes. Get it on 3DS.
Oh, I don't have a 3DS, man.
It doesn't come with an amiibo?
It does not come with an amiibo.
Well, already made I feel like they're amiibos. Jipping you guys. I'm not coming with an amiibo.
You know?
All right, so October 27th. Coming out on the Xbox One, Halo 5 Guardians.
Halo 5!
Tell me about it, Chad.
Man, so I've seen every trailer and every video and every footage that's come out for this. I sat through and watched the like 35, 40 minutes behind the scenes with the team. I cannot wait for this game. I'm really excited to see where they go with the whole Master Chief saga. I mean, so they've got the Guardian out there hunting Master Chief. Apparently there was some sort of turmoil. There was a peace treaty with the Covenant, and somehow that had gone awry. And some of the trailers, they portray the Guardian as the bad guy, and some of them portray as Master Chief being the bad guy. And I'm just excited to see what the storyline actually boils down to be.
Huh. Master Chief is the bad guy.
No, he's the greatest.
You're going to find out everything he did was wrong.
You heard
myself. Because the Xbox One I bought came with the Master Chief collection, so I'm trying to play through those. I'm still.
Oh, they're fantastic, man. If you're ever online, hit me up, because I love playing through those storylines.
Okay.
I actually want to get the Master Chief collection.
It's great.
I want to get that. So maybe I need to pick that up so I can kind of play with y'all.
Dude, we should all three play it. That would be awesome.
It's in the other
we
room
could
right
be
now.
Best friends.
We could be. And then when I get my PS4, we can do stuff on that too.
Oh my gosh.
Not all of us.
Yes.
I don't have a PS4.
And then y'all can get a Wii U and we can all play Smash Brothers and Mario Kart together.
All right, well,
so about Halo
up.
And
So Marcus, what are your thoughts on Halo 5?
Halo 5. My thoughts aren't very strong, so let me go ahead and point that out. I didn't play Halo 4 at all. So that's a thing.
Yeah, we're gonna have to fix that.
But yeah, like I said, I definitely want to play through all four of them before October 27th. So apparently I'm going to have to get to work Seeing how we only got, what is it, like 25 days left until then now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, 4 games in 25 days. I'm going to knock it out.
4 games and 25 days later.
Although, I mean, like, I was heavy into Halo 2 and through the beginning of Halo 3. That's when I stopped playing. Man, I loved Halo 2 so much. I loved the glitches in that game.
Everyone did, man.
It was like the best thing ever. I was hoping that they would make glitches on purpose in Halo 3. But, you know.
No, but they gave you the skulls if you find them.
Yeah, the skulls were a decent addition. But, man, those glitches.
Gotta love those glitches.
So, do y'all have any more comments on Halo 5 or anything else?
I was just going to tell Ubisoft to stop with Assassin's Creed. Because Assassin's Creed Syndicate comes out the 27th or
23rd. I didn't even bring that one up because I was like, oh, it's just another Assassin's Creed game.
Yep, same stuff, different guy. Stab him, done.
The same can be said for Call of Duty. Run around, shoot people.
Yeah, but okay. The difference between that and Call of Duty is Call of Duty has an online.
So? I like story-driven games. Call of Duty has no story.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it does. It has.
Yes, it's a lame story.
It has a the world has been destroyed. Campaign. Go and shoot somebody and then capture.
What was the last Call of Duty game you played?
Two.
I'm pretty sure that the Black Ops games are actually they have a pretty good story.
Yeah, the Black Ops ones are really good.
Yeah.
I actually never played the Black Ops games. The last one I played was World at War, or not World at War, Call of Duty 3, Advanced Warfare 3.
Modern Warfare?
Yeah, the Modern Warfare, thank you.
Oh. So I'm just going to let you know that if you're into the Black Ops and that storyline, it comes out November 6th. Just throw that in there.
Black Ops actually does have a pretty decent storyline. So, just in the FYI.
Well, you know, Assassin's Creed has a pretty amazing storyline, too.
Yeah, it just gets old. And
No. I was okay with Assassin's Creed 1 and 2. It's just the other four that I'm like, okay.
3 was my favorite, only because I love the Revolutionary War. It's like my favorite time period. Like, if I could go back and live in the Revolutionary War, I totally would. Just throwing it out there.
So as a parent that likes video games, I feel I would be miserable. Like, hey, let's go play shoot.
Dude, think about the things you could do. You can go play Skip the Rock, shoot the can.
Oh my gosh.
Is this like a first person shooter? How do we
count the stars?
Bake a pie.
Where's the hip fire? Do I get experience from this?
Yeah, you learn life experiences.
Awesome. Well, I think that's going to wrap up this episode of the Knights of the Game Table podcast. Pew, pew. Pew, pew. I want to thank Daniel and Chad for joining me on this episode. Stay tuned to thetempleofgeek.com for the next all-new episode. And as always, thanks for listening.
Please follow us on Twitter at Temple of Geek. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/templeofgeek. And remember to visit thetempleofgeek.com, your one stop for all things geek. Congratulations! This story is a happy ending. Thank you.